Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There is a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms, and that's over the extreme southwestern parts of Mpumalanga Highveld, the western parts of the northwest and the northern Free State. Also partly cloudy over Gauteng and Limpopo with isolated thunder showers later today. Pretoria up to 27, Joburg 25, Mbombela 17, Emalahleni 24, Polokwane 22 and Rustenburg up to 33 degrees.
In your traffic in Braamfontein on the M1 northbound, slow moving traffic towards Empire Road.
Government has called on South Africans to postpone all non-essential visits to Mozambique till further notice. The Justice Department said yesterday it's concerned over the post-electoral violence that's erupted in our neighbouring country. Justice Minister Ronald Lamola has called for calm and restraint to allow the electoral process to conclude successfully. Meanwhile, it is tense in the Mozambique capital of Maputo ahead of today's so-called Freedom March. Opposition leader Venancio Mondlane called for the march following the past weeks of protests against the election results that have left at least 18 people dead. Shops and banks in central Maputo closed early yesterday. And with that, looking at our business news. The rand remains weaker against a very strong dollar after Donald Trump won the US election. The rand slumped by as much as 2.5% yesterday, but has since clawed back some of the losses. The dollar, meanwhile, is still on a four-month high, while Wall Street had a blockbuster day where all three main indexes hit new highs. Asian equities fluctuated this morning, while Bitcoin hit a new fresh record. The US Federal Reserve is also expected to announce a 25 basis point interest rate cut later today. Dollar now trading at 17 rand 60, a euro 18 rand 91, pound 22 rand 74, gold at $2,660.17 per fine ounce, oil at $75.49 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada De Souza. There's more news at 7.
Well, there's plenty of football on last night. Starting here at home, champions Mamelodi Sundowns closing the gap behind league leaders Orlando Pirates to just 3 points after they beat Polokwane City 2-0 in their Betway Premiership match at Loftus last night. At Athlone Stadium, TS Galaxy's search for a first win in the league continues. They picked up a point in a 1-1 draw with Stellenbosch. And that was before Galaxy coach Said Ramovic dropped a bombshell, quitting on live television after the match. And it certainly took the interviewer Mark Gleeson by surprise in that post-match interview.
It's one of the most beautiful clubs in my heart, and I would like to say that from now up I will resign. I'm not more the head coach for this club.
So confirming this was your last game in charge?
Absolutely.
Well, it remains to be seen what will happen with the club, where Said Ramovic will be moving to, so that should all play out today. Match day 4 of the UEFA Champions League wrapped up yesterday in selected results. Inter Milan ran out 1-0 winners over Arsenal. Barcelona beats Red Star Belgrade 5-2 in Serbia. Atletico stunned PSG 2-1. Or Bayern Munich's stuttering campaign got back on course with a 1-0 win at home to Benfica. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Get real wild tonight. Come on. Blue lights, red lights. With you.